This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Metro Denver and the Northern Front Range is officially a severe violator of federal ozone laws. The EPA decision yesterday comes after the region repeatedly missed deadlines to meet federal health standards. It means Colorado must crack down on smaller sources of pollution like oil and gas well sites. The law also requires gas stations to sell cleaner, pricier gasoline as soon as 2024. Governor Jared Polis is pushing for an exception on that requirement. Family, friends, and metro area law enforcement gathered in Lafayette today to remember Arvada police officer Dylan Vakoff. Vakoff was fatally shot last weekend while responding to a domestic disturbance. His girlfriend and fellow officer Megan Esslinger called him a hero.
Our time we had will never be long enough, and I'm not sure how to continue on without you. But I will do it. I will do it for you. I will do it for myself. I will do it for everyone in this room. Because that's what it means to be a brother and sister in blue. It's what Dylan would want.
A suspect in the shooting is being held without bond. He faces charges including first-degree murder, attempted murder, and child abuse. Football returns to Mile High in Denver this weekend. The Broncos will host the Houston Texans. It's the first time new quarterback Russell Wilson will play in front of the hometown crowd. CDOT will offer its bus-staying service, which makes stops in cities like Colorado Springs and Fort Collins to get fans to the stadium. RTD is not running its popular Broncos ride service in the metro area. Sunday's kickoff is at 2:25 p.m. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.